This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Podcast land, what's good? Super excited about this. This is a great idea my team came up with, which is I've been doing these morning walk talks, just raw videos of something on my mind in the morning, and I post it on Twitter and we share it other places. And the team said, why don't we smash it up and put it up on Sunday? So this is the, maybe we'll do this constantly if I keep up the videos. This is the week update, the weekly update from this week's morning walk talks. Just raw, random thoughts of the week. I hope it brings value. It seems like it is individually and maybe collectively as a podcast. It's going to be a nice little boost. Hope it ends your week or starts your week super awesome. Here they are.
You know, we talk a lot about kindness. I fucking definitely talk a lot about kindness and deploying it. And the most obvious thing is it's really hard to be kind to others. Not kind to yourself. Kindness starts at fucking home. Be kind to your fucking self. Stop beating yourself up. Like, stop overjudging yourself. The world's gonna do that for you and they don't even know you. Love yourself first. Be kind to yourself. Everyone else sucks at shit too. Be nice to yourself. Cause why not? Always found that balance was a big deal. And I balance on the extremes, like I'm like hardcore, all like when I work, I'm all in, high energy. When I'm vacation, I just wanna lay on the beach and do nothing. I've been thinking a lot about the balance between confidence and self-esteem and humility. I think one thing that people really struggle with is understanding the power of humility. When you realize at the end of the day that you're no better than any other man and woman. Maybe you've got some skills, maybe you're charismatic, maybe you're successful. But at the end of the day, when you realize you don't mean shit, while you still have the passion, the ambition, maybe even the skills to mean a lot to the world, to other people, that balance is humongous. I actually think the balance of confidence and humility is important. Who the fuck are you to judge other people so much? Lots of finger pointing out here. A little more humility about that. You don't know their full story. A little more humility that you're not right. It's your opinion. A little bit more of that. A little more of that. Yet, just because you don't mean shit doesn't mean you beat yourself up. You mean the most and the least at the same time. Do you understand that dynamic? It can help you so much. It really can. Find those balance systems. Love yourself, but then equally love others. And always stay curious and just never get too high on your own supply. Like, fuck, man, humility is so powerful. It's so powerful. Just like, lean into it this Sunday morning. That was a morning walk talk. I hope you liked it. I think a ton about leadership. Whether you're the leader of a country or a humongous business or a three-person team or a parent, a teacher, an older sibling's a leader. Leaders often break into two categories. One that uses fear as a weapon to get shit done, and one is to use kindness and optimism and love. Unfortunately, in my opinion, and take out serious stuff like politics and geopolitics and everything that's going on in the world. I'm talking in a very subtle, small way, just on the everyday. If you're a manager driving into fucking work right now, using fear is fucked up. Scaring people into getting shit done is a fucking cheap move. It's lazy. Fuck that shit. If you're a leader of anybody, even one person, use fucking optimism and practicality and hope and love to try to achieve the mission at hand. Please, enough fucking selling and weaponizing fear to get bullshit. Fuck, man. Sorry, guys, actually. Just enough. Enough using fucking negativity to get an outcome. Flip that shit. It's a win for both of you. We're gonna go with a super short and sweet. morning walk talk because we're in a hotel room. I'm just gonna have to pace back and forth. We're gonna talk real quick about Yenta, Yenta life. Yenta, what's the definition? It's a gossip. The thought that you are spending your time with another human being to talk shit about another human being, normally condescending, razzing, mean even, the thought that that's good use of energy in your life is fucking crazy. Don't worry about what other people are doing out there. Normally, worrying about people that are winning and try to take your words over lunch and try to tear them down. Worry about you. Worry about what you're spending your time and energy on. Fuck. Get off that Yenta train. This morning walk talk, let's talk about civility and compassion. We're all moving so fast on the internet. People are sharing shit, photos, comments. Tone is lost in the written word. You don't get everything out of a 1 minute video. It's so easy to make assumptions and come to conclusions without knowing everything. And that's exactly appropriate in a world that moves so fast. I get it. That's just how humans are gonna consume micro information. We're a headline reading society. So what it's gonna lead to is a lot of debate, disagreement, seeing shit differently. And that's fine. That's the way it should be. No two humans should see everything the same anyway. Even if you see 90% of shit the same way and you feel like you see the world the same way as somebody else, there's still 10 fucking percent. All legit, all amazing. My thing is though, when we get into discourse, when we talk about seeing things differently, when we even argue, when we actually passionately argue, you know, why can't we do it with civility? Why can't we do it with compassion for the other person? A little empathy. Know that people come from different experiences. Why do we make cynical conclusions that are seeing it from a standpoint of believing that the person has the wrong intent? Why can't we be optimistic or understanding? We're not always gonna agree, but like, we've lost being civil to each other. People have just gone into like straight UFC, WWE promo, like fuck you kind of shit. Like, we can disagree and still be kind to each other. Like, having deep dialogue is fun. Talking with each other and getting different perspective is awesome. You know, I think we've taken kind of what's gone in the political climate and brought it into our day-to-day around business or hobbies or different ideas. Like, it doesn't have to be so fucking mean or rude. Like just because you don't agree with somebody, you can easily talk it out in a civil manner, have respect for each other. Like, gotta have humility. You're not always gonna be right. Have your ears open, not just your mouth.